Before we get into this episode, I just want to say that my voice sounded really weird at some points. Like, it was just, like, sped up, and it sounds pretty goofy at some points. But hopefully this doesn't matter too much, and other than that, this episode went really well. So hopefully you guys enjoy this collab, and yeah, so let's just hop right into it. Welcome, Forever Brawlers, to the 33rd episode. I'm Jordan, and today we have a very special guest on the podcast, and that is Dave Collette from Mortis Brawl. You guys might have heard his podcast before. You probably have. So it's good to have a guest on this episode. So, yeah, I welcome Dave Collette.
Hi, guys. I'm Dave Collette.
All right, cool. Yeah, so this episode might be longer than usual because this Brawl Talk was 9 minutes and 7 seconds instead of, like, the regular 3 or 4 minutes. So it's, like, twice as Dave Collette and I have been doing a lot of challenges here recently, and we've done pretty good. Like, we did the championship challenge. We didn't quite win. But, yeah, we did the duo shutdown challenge, too. But, yeah.
We did terrible at that.
Oh yeah, we got pinched so hard on that. I remember why that map was like completely bad. Like,
yeah.
Why it's not a rotation anymore. Yeah. Okay, so let's just hop right into it. Hopping right into it, So the new brawler is called Sam, and he's like kind of like Fang and
Rosa. He's like, yeah. Rosa and El Primo. He's just a tank.
He's pretty short range, and so he's completing. I don't think he's being the
he's Gold Arm trio, but he's in it. Off the Bell trio.
Yeah, the Gold Arm gang trio.
Yeah.
So So I feel like Belle has been alone in her trio for a while, so I feel like this is kind of needed for Belle, or that trio use. Yeah, okay, so, he deals 2,400 damage with max value at power 11. He shoots, like, 2 projectiles, I think. I think he reminds me of El Primo the most. I think that was a pretty good reference. Yeah, so,
His attack is kind of like Rosa, but, like, 2 punches.
Yeah, he does 2 punches.
Deal more damage.
But it does a lot of damage, about the same as Fang's, just a little more. But yeah.
I believe he has 2 forms.
Yeah, he does have 2 forms. So I'm just going to explain his mechanics really quick. So he basically starts the game with his super, and when he uses it, it does damage. And the range is about as long as Belle's or Otis's super. So, yeah, he starts with it, and once he uses it, any brawler that it hits will take 2,100 damage, and he can pick it up, like, if he gets near it, or he can wait until he charges his super by just, like, manually hitting other people, and then it will go, and then he can use the super, and it will go back to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't have this. He's in second form. He's pretty bad. He deals 50% less damage. He deals
like 1,200 damage. Super low damage.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's at power 11. So
yeah,
not very good without his super. So I would just recommend holding a super until you absolutely have to use it. Just use it conservatively and don't really just recklessly shoot at people.
I believe he has a faster reload speed and unload speed on his without that the super one.
Yeah, and when he gets and right as he uses it, he gains like a temporary speed boost.
Yeah.
So I feel like he's gonna be pretty underwhelming, and he's not gonna really be that good because first of all, his range is really short, and second of all, once he uses his super, he's gonna be basically
he has unique mechanic though.
Right. Yeah, I feel like I haven't really seen this mechanic before, besides, like, Bonnie, but it's not really, like, the same. Yeah.
But he's pretty tanky. He has 7,800 health at max level.
Yeah, which is pretty tanky. I would consider him a tank.
He's definitely a tank.
For sure. And I'm not sure if he charges a super when he gets hit by a, but it might, he might.
It might, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I doubt it. Because he already has a way to, like, get his super back.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. So, I think we've done a pretty good job explaining. So now let's take a look at the skins. So,
For skins, okay.
Yeah. Caesar Sam is going to be the tier 70 skin. Oh, yeah, also, I forgot to mention, this season is going to be called Robot Factory.
Robot Factory.
Yeah, it's like you're inside a factory, like the is like you're inside a factory, and we'll talk more about the environment later, because they kind of added more to the environment. But yeah, so like I said, the first skin I mentioned, Caesar Sam, is the tier 70 skin. So he kind of looks like, I don't really know how to explain him. You probably saw Girl Talk.
Is kind of similar to like El Rey Primo.
Yeah, it is kind of like that. The like the crown sort of. It's not like a crown. He has like
he doesn't have a
crown or something. It does kind of remind me of El Rey Primo though.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, it's not what I've seen before. But yeah. So the tier zero skin is called Desperado Poco. Desperado Poco.
That skin is really cool.
Yeah, he looks like a cowboy or like a pirate, and his skin's red, which I think looks really good on him. Yeah, so the next skin is called Lawless Lola. I feel like, and she's Power League, so
I feel 2,500 like, star points, I believe.
I think it's 20. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, 25,000.
But yeah, so she looks, I'm not really sure how to explain her, but she looks like Lola.
Evil Lola.
Yeah.
With the red on her.
Yeah, and she has like old fashioned clothes on.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I might not get this. I might not try to push Power League just for the skin because, first of all, I don't really play Lola. And second of all, it's not that cool of a skin for the price. But it is not bad. I would, if you're already pushed Power League, I would recommend buying it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one's called Crowbone, and it looks sick.
Crowbone is so sick.
It is so cool. I would probably get it if it goes on sale. But my guess is it's going to be 150 gems.
Yeah. His daggers are dark blue. It is so cool.
It looks sick. And he has, like, red eyes, and it looks like he's like, just bony. But it looks so cool. You probably saw the Brawl Talk.
Yeah, I saw the Brawl Talk. Definitely.
Yeah, everyone probably saw it. But yeah. So
it goes on sale. I'm definitely going to pick it up. Crow, I'm hopefully going to push him to rank 25 soon.
Oh, yeah. Also, I just pushed my Terra up there to rank 25 yesterday, I think. So,
congrats, bro.
Thanks.
Terra is pretty easy to push.
Yeah, I just did her in Brawl Ball. That map for her really favored her. With her colognes and stuff. But yeah, pretty easy. And the trick on that map was so fun. But yeah, so I think I saw it for Crowbone and Bunny Squeak.
Bunny Squeak.
Yeah, he looks like kind of how I would imagine the Easter Bunny looking. And this is the skin that the content creators are going to be giving away for.
So be sure to check it out, I guess.
Yeah, make sure to like enter in all of their giveaways so you can have a higher chance of winning. But I don't even think I'm going to bother to do all that because it's not really that.
There are so many content creators out there.
Like, there are probably 20 content creators that are going to be giving out the skin. Yeah. So I would just pick top 5 content creators that you like to enter in their giveaway. But you have to, like, give them, like, your Discord or, like, Twitter profile. And I don't really want to do that, like, bother doing that. So I'm not really going to enter, but I might buy it if it goes on sale. Like, I'm guessing it at 79. It's because last year...
Yeah, it's probably 79 gems.
Yeah, because last year They gave away Octofang that was 79 gems. And wait, I don't last remember. Year? I mean, last season.
Yeah.
Yeah. My guess is that's going to be 79 gems. But also, the next skin is Stonk Spam, which Stonk I think is pretty funny. and she's wearing a suit and tie, and she shoots, like, green arrows.
So
funny. It
looks
pretty cool, and it's super funny, too, because, like, Stonks, they spelled it wrong on purpose. But, yeah, so probably 79 gems, but it could be 149.
Yeah.
So the next skin, I'm very... And you probably saw
Mechamortis.
Mechamortis, yeah.
Oh, my God. This skin is fire. Skin.
It looks so good. But I'm probably not going to be able to get it because it's 300 gems.
Yeah, this skin is so expensive.
Maybe if it, like
really want to buy it.
My gosh, bro. Like, I think my gems is because it's... It's just such a cool skin, and the effect and the effects for it are just sick.
Yeah. And if you buy it in, like, the first month that this skin came out, you can get the, like
the pins and the sprays.
Yeah,
and stuff.
The pin spray and the profile picture, I believe.
That's why it's 299 gems.
Yeah, those look sick. I believe that I saw one time that the Phoenix Crow skin actually, not remodel. It got discount to like 149 gems.
Oh really?
So, if this skin came out on sale at like 149 gems, I'm definitely gonna picking it this up. Yeah.
Easily get it.
Definitely one of my favorite skins. It's gonna be one of my favorite skins. But I'm a little upset and about this skin because it's like I feel like it should be a star point skin because the other Mecha skins are for star Mecha. Points. And I feel like they should have just kept that going. But this this skin is not going to be free.
This skin is so cool.
Yeah.
This is on another level from the Mecha Crows and Mecha Bull.
And he's like holding a sword and I feel like I would I would rather have Mecha Mortis than True Gold Crow or not True Gold Crow, like the
Gold Mecha Crow.
Yeah, Gold Mecha.
Yeah, definitely.
Easily.
And if you buy this Mortis skin, you can you can buy the Light Mecha Mortis and the Night Mecha Mortis.
Yeah.
For like 49 gems.
But that's added. Like you can't just buy those separately.
Yeah, you have to buy the Mecha Mortis first.
First Mecha Mortis to have the option.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The night one is pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks like it. The night version is probably like my favorite version of it.
Yeah.
The light one's also pretty sick. But if I do get Mecha Mortis, I'm not going to be buying other versions of it. Because
you already have Mecha Mortis.
Yeah. But yeah, he is like custom voice. And you get so much for the skin if you buy it the day it comes out. And I'm sure all content creators are. So, yeah.
We talked about Mecha Mortis for like 5 minutes already.
I know. Yeah, but
Mecha Mortis, that's all the skins, right?
Yeah, I think that's it for the skins. Actually, no, there's one more. But yeah, it's called Trick or Leon that will come out.
Oh yeah, the Trick or Treat Leon.
It's coming out pretty late though.
Halloween, I believe.
Yeah, I did speculate that there would be a Halloween skin for Leon, but this isn't really what I expected. I expected there would be a zombie Leon, but Trick or Treat. But I did guess that there would be a Leon skin for Halloween.
Wow.
So yeah, my guess is that it's going to be like 149 gems, but
I don't think they'd have another 300 gem skin in the same season.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not 300 gems.
That would just be a little too much, especially because the skin's like not that cool.
But, yeah.
Yeah, my guess is it's 149 gems, and he's like dressed up like a ghost, but like it's all like rag and stuff. It looks really cool, and is I'm not sure who he shoots, but it's custom.
This Leon skin is probably my new favorite Leon skin.
Yeah, either that.
I think this one is cooler than Werewolf Leon, in my opinion.
Yeah, this one's like he's so basic cool. than Werewolf Leon. Yeah. All the Leon mains are going to definitely want to pick this one up.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that is officially it for all the skins. There is way more this year than, I mean, this year. I keep year. I mean season.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wait, we still have some the true gold and true silver skin, right?
Oh yeah, there's
For Edgar, I only remember Edgar.
Yeah, there's Edgar, Byron, Otis, Griffin, Squeak.
Oh.
Otis. They just showed at the end of the Brawl Talk. So, yeah. Not really that big of a deal. That cool. Probably one of
Yeah, I'm not going to buy it for a while at least.
Yeah. I would have prioritized getting like true silver.
Progression first, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Next is robots are getting remodels, not like for
damage, yeah,
but they just look kind of cooler and they're shinier.
Yeah, more shiny, definitely.
Not really a big deal.
Yeah, don't really mind.
Yeah, like I feel like it's cool because they have been the same way for a long time, so it kind of needs that, but it's not really that cool. So, yeah, so next is going to be a new PvE mode. So a new player versus like computer or bots.
Protecting 8-bit.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it's called, but yeah, you have to protect 8-bit and you have to like collect coins to keep 8-bit walking and like I'm not sure if he can defend himself, but he might. I didn't see any part of that in the Brawl Talk.
He can defend himself. He can shoot, he can walk, but you have to collect those coins, I believe.
Yeah. And he's like super tanky and probably has like 10,000 health, I think. More than the regular, but this one seems pretty fun. And if 8-bit dies to the bots, you lose. So I feel like this is going to be kind of a step up from the old like weekend events. So hopefully they just get rid of them. Except I did kind of like that one mode. I'm not sure what it's called. Big game,
big game is pretty fun.
It's super fun if you get to be the big, like, beefed up brawler, but if you're not, it's not as fun. That was my I would not even really bother doing the quests for the other ones unless it was big game. Okay, so there's gonna be a new brawler in like later in the season, so his name's gonna be Russ. And also I forgot to mention that you can swap brawlers with people on your team now in Power League. Just quickly mention that. But yeah, so new brawler Gus, he does as much damage as Sandy, but his range is about as long as Jesse's, so it kind of makes up for it.
I think it is a little longer than Jesse, right?
Yeah, like, I think it might be a little longer than Jesse's. And he I think 4,000 and maximable, and that's not without the shield gear, but that's probably not even the best one for him. So
pretty squishy.
He's pretty squishy. I think that's because he's a healer, but there is squishier brawlers in him, so I feel like he's in a pretty good spot in terms of health. I'm just gonna explain his mechanics real quick. So once you hit 3 shots of your bar, well, once you hit 3 shots in general, your bar below your ammo will charge up, and next shot will shoot like a goat.
Yeah.
And I think it'll also do damage, and then like wherever you will spawn, and if your teammate picks it up, they will heal.
They will heal. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like I didn't really say, but I think it's like about 2,000 or 3,000 health, but because it does kind of say super, that is his super. I'm not really sure why they added a bar below his ammo for that, because they could have just added it as a super. But I can't wait till Gus is in the game, because that's only the
third. He's a super rare.
Yeah, and he's super rare, so I'm gonna probably get him on like the first or second.
He's super easy to get.
And last season when Bonnie came out, well, 2 seasons ago, Bonnie's... I got like second day, super easy to unlock. And this
is I got Bonnie like the fourth box in my opening, and like I opened up the box like 5 minutes later, like 5 minutes after Bonnie came out. So I think I got her really quick.
Yeah, I got it, like, on this, like, probably, I was, I can't talk today. Probably got her, like, halfway into the Brawl Pass, but I wasn't even here. I was just opening boxes randomly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he'll be very easy to unlock. But yeah. Also, if you auto-aim your super, you'll get a 3,600 health shield that slowly fades away.
Kind of so, like Edgar's gadget.
Yeah, it looks the same as Edgar's gadget, but it's stronger.
More health.
Yeah, a lot more health, and I think it depletes slower than Edgar. So I think he's gonna be pretty fun because those mechanics are pretty unique, and I feel like this will be a very good fun.
Gus, just for his base mechanics, is kind of underwhelming for me. Like his damage is pretty low,
and his shots seem like they're pretty hard to hit.
Yeah, and his reload is kind of slow, from what can I see.
Yeah.
I mean, with the ghost thingy, the healing thing, I believe he can be a pretty good support brawler.
Like shoot up
but here, by himself, I believe he will be pretty underwhelming.
Yeah, like I'm in slow showdown, but that's just kind of like a general rule of healers. Like you by yourself or but I feel like he will be probably one of the best healers, definitely better than Poco and about the same as Byron. Yeah. Cause he can heal with his mint is pretty good, and I don't think his star powers have anything to do with that.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'll definitely let you guys know what his star powers are when it comes out, but I have not really heard about anything yet.
I think sneak peeks will come out, like, tomorrow or something.
Yeah, I think it's like, wait a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, also, the new trophy reset is going to be
8 weeks.
Instead of 4 now.
Which is...
Now,
like...
Okay, get the attention he wants.
He's not pushing 80k, he's pushing 100k.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, 300k.
300k. You're kidding.
Bro, that, I don't like the guy anymore. But yeah. Okay, so now for esports, there are new, like, esports pins for, ST, Zeta, Obey, SK.
Yeah, just all those slash and Totem. Esports team.
All esports teams got a pin that you can unlock, I'm pretty sure. But I think they automatically get them if you're on the esports team. I don't know anyone that's on esports, so this pin's probably...
If you're on esports, you should not be listening to this podcast.
I know, right? You should just be, like, having your own YouTube channel. But, yeah. So, I think these pins are going to be pretty cool flex.
Yeah.
Like, if you see it, the person's probably, like, associated with esports or something. But yeah. There's new challenges that will I only know the rewards, but I don't know what the challenges are. Like, but I can take a pretty good guesstimate because the rewards kind of hint at what the challenge is gonna be. So the new challenges, they have like profile pictures and I think there's there's a heist one.
Yeah, I believe there's a heist challenge and a bounty challenge.
Yeah, and there's sprays for that, I'm pretty sure. I think there's, like, 3 for sprays and 4 for profile pictures, but there's also going to be a championship challenge, 2 probably. Yeah. And, they said there's going to be their hardest challenge that I'll probably try to win this time. So there's definitely going to be about 10, but
which
is pretty good.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So now for Showdown, the robot environment is not Showdown. It's going to be the same as like the 3v3, which I think was pretty needed.
They finally changed the Showdown environment.
Yeah.
For like they didn't change it for like 3 years or something.
And finally it's...
Yeah.
I've just gotten so used to it being the regular Showdown environment that I just haven't even really noticed. It's like different, but yeah, Showdown has just been kind of separate from the environment all this time, so it would be really cool to see it with this environment. But this environment is pretty bland, so it's not really gonna be like that cool. But Yeah, as far as environments, like, this is just really, like, looks pretty industrial, and there's just, like, metal, and, yeah.
I kind of like it. The
grass is, like, orange. I think it's pretty good, but it's like a good thing. It's basic, not, like, too basic.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Yeah, and for Showdown, you're going to be, like, in, like, the skulls, I think, are, like, they change skulls, so skulls are, like, these, like, red buns, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, finally, it's, I think buzzes, as you can see in bushes, you can see inside
for,
bushes.
Like, a couple seconds.
Yeah,
for in his supercharge radius.
Yeah, yeah, so you can, I think this is going to be pretty good. I did speculate that Gadget was going to be, like, slowing enemies inside your radius, but that'd be
pretty... I heard that.
But, yeah, pretty similar, but I didn't really guess that one right, so I can't take credit for it.
Yeah.
And then Griff's is... he shoots another set of coins in his next attack, dealing an additional 1,700 damage at max level.
Yeah, that would be crazy in DPS.
Yeah, like, if you're on the high save, that will actually help you out a decent amount. Or, like, if you're going up against a Frank that's right on you or something, it'd be pretty easy to kill him now. But I don't really think it's going to be, like, too broken or too, like
his first one, the Piggy Bank one, is it's I think probably better in the majority of the modes. Like, Brawl Ball, the...
He's, Breaker.
So, yeah.
In Baby 3s.
Wall Break is really good. In Brawl Stars.
It's not even like a fourth of the Brawl break walls. So if you can break walls, you're automatically meta in Brawl Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. So finally we got gear reworks. So we've been waiting like 8 or 9 months for this. And they do actually, like, people are saying like it's taken forever to get gear reworks, but they got these changes in with, like, 8 months, which is really good. And they were going to, like, change gears the second it came out because they want to make actual money off of it and stuff.
Yeah.
So they weren't planning on doing any changes until 2023. And just for the time being, right as the update comes out, gear costs are going to be cut in half. So I would highly recommend not buying or using any, like, scrap or anything
for
your tokens. I just feel like it's better to just get a bunch of them and then wait until that comes out, and then you can craft a bunch of gears. But
yeah,
I think they said they will give you a refund in coins.
So I believe in the future you need to use coins to buy gears and tokens or stuff like that, I believe. Yeah,
because, like, you'll have all power 11s, but then you'll have, like, 100,000 coins, and there's nothing you can do to, like, upgrade their gears.
Yeah.
So, I feel like this is very needed, and this will help you progress in gears more. But I feel like it does cost too much to upgrade your brawlers to power 10 or 11. But I'm sure that will come later. People have addressed that to Supercell. And Supercell knows the problems, so they will figure this out. And I'm pretty sure it's, I don't know if it's the next update, it's October, but I'm pretty sure it's October that you get the refund. It could be the
first. Yeah, it's probably October.
Yeah, that's just my guess, but I would just recommend saving up until then. Just go a month without gears, and I think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Unless you make some crazy pushing. But yeah, so also, they said for weekend events, there's going to be, like, different maps, power-ups, and bots. So, more diverse and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
For gears, I believe they said that they will introduce more, like, specific gears for, like, specific brawlers in the future, I believe.
I forgot to say that. So, that is what I'm really looking forward to. Like, they might add, like, my... what I'm guessing is that they'll do specific gears for healers, specific gears for support brawlers, specific gears for assassins, specific gears for, like, tanky brawlers or damage dealers.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty safe bet. Yeah, that is definitely something I look forward to in the future. Not coming out soon, but they said in the future this will happen. So yeah, at least they're guaranteeing it for you guys.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like I said, weekends events, there's going to be different maps, power-ups, and bots, which will just make it more diverse and have more variety. Yeah, so also, there's going to be a Brawler unlock rework, so, like, you're going to unlock this differently, apparently. I didn't really think there was a problem with that, but apparently they want to change it up, which I'm not complaining about. This is going to be good. So you apparently have more of a say in which Brawler you unlock next. So, if this really means that you can unlock legendaries first, like if you're...
Yeah.
That's
like unlocking brawlers is no longer based on luck. Should I say that?
Yeah, yeah. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what this means, really, but it seems good. So, I only have, like, a few legendaries left to get, so... advertisement, I'm probably just gonna prioritize like spec or something, or maybe like but if you, I would just recommend prioritizing your legendaries instead of like rares if you're starting an account, because you don't want to like do it in order of what you would usually get it for spec, because that'd be no change at all. But I'm pretty sure most people have like the majority of the brawlers, so that's not really gind to be a problem.
You go first. You go first.
Okay. There's gonna be like brawler, also. So like.
Yeah, it's kind of.
What were you saying?
You kind of like get some like different rewards for the map.
Yeah. And, like once you master a brawler, you can get rewards, and it would nudge you to play with brawlers you get at more, so you can get rewards.
Yeah.
So
I think it's like something similar to Clash Royale, and
yeah, because in Clash Royale you get mastery rewards. Like if you power up a brawler enough, you'll get coins and stuff. So yeah, I don't really play Clash Royale, but I've got a few mastery rewards, which is always good, you know. And they said you have clear goals and rewards, so. I'm not really sure what that means, but anything that has rewards in it is always good. So, And also, I'm taking this right off the Brawl Talk. They said, there's better sense of collecting cosmetics and better ways to show them off.
Yeah, so...
I'm talking about, like, in-game or out-of-game. Because you can basically show it off any way you want. I'm sorry. There's also a new reporting system for Power League and maybe Club League, but I'm pretty sure it's just Power League for now. So like, there's no
I believe more BMing. It includes Club League, like all Power games.
Mm-hmm. Like good rewards and stuff.
Yeah.
Because like, if you're like, I feel like Brawl Stars just needed this for so long, and this is coming later, so this will not come up right in the update, but. Like, you'll get punished if you, probably banned if you do too much of that and, like, give up when there's still a decent amount of time left.
Yeah.
Like, you'll probably be able to just send them the replay of the game, and they'll watch the game, and then they'll just probably ban whoever was doing the...
Yeah.
So, I think we've based the whole Brawl Talk. Like, we just covered the surface of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay. That was pretty good summary of the Brawl Talk.
Yeah. So this Brawl Talk is pretty fire. Pretty excited about those, like, the future plans. So,
yeah. I'm very excited for the future of Brawl Stars. They have everything planned out. And they've just been hearing complaints all these 2 years and months. And, which is very reassuring.
My birthdays are October, so I'm like, Jordan's actually giving me a Apple gift card.
I'll probably buy a Brawl Pass.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the Brawl Pass.
Yeah.
Thank you, card. Now let me spend it.
Yeah, right on Brawl Stars.
Yeah, like, all of it. give me it. Give me the Brawl Pass.
Be pretty easy. No, yeah, Gus is the super, not Sam.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that's about it for this episode. Hopefully you guys enjoy listening. Make sure to go check out Dick Collette's podcast, Mortis Brawl, and leave five-star reviews on my podcast and his. I will try to link his podcast in the description. But yeah, actually, I'm probably not going to do that. Just check out his podcast. It's called Mortis Brawl, and it's a great podcast. He started about the same time as me, but he has like twice as many episodes. Well, not quite, but he has a lot more episodes than me. He has much more than me. So if you want basically daily content, you should go to Dave Collette's podcast. It's great.
And my pod is now on Apple, so you can check it out on Apple Podcasts, I believe.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Apple's great to have because like everyone listens on Apple Podcast. Like I personally listen to podcasts on Apple. So yeah. I get most of my listenership from Apple. Check out any of the main platforms. I think that's about it. And that's about it. So
thanks for listening. Thanks for having me here.
Oh yeah, no problem. All right, see you guys later. Peace.
Peace.